talking about this 5-year period where we just kind of skipped over. Guys, what's up? Welcome to Hard and Marvel. I'm your host, as always, Justin. You got Devontae with me. What's up, man?
Hey, everyone. I'm glad to be back. Let's talk Marvel.
So we got some in-game content for you guys. So let's talk about it. This 5-year gap that everybody's just skipping over, what the hell happened in that 5 years? Yes, we know we were open up into Endgame. They were more so just like minutes, if not hours, if not days, if not maybe weeks after Infinity War. We were welcomed right into Endgame. We know that Thanos did it again. We went on Titan 2, all that kind of stuff, got his head cut off, all this kind of stuff. And then 5 years later, we get that drop shadow, not drop shadow, but you know, fade to black, 5 years, and then bam, we were right into it. What happened in that 5 years? Why nobody's talking about this? You think about it. You got half of not half of the Earth, but half of the universe going away. We got governments that probably like think about that, guys. All the governments in the world. Who were the people? Who were the presidents? Who were the kings and the queens and all of them that stayed and who were snapped? And because you got to think, if governments have main heads that were disappeared, all hell will break loose. You know, food, you got to think about food, you got to think about healthcare, you got to think about all these things that just, it's like Armageddon. But after this 5 years, it just looked like everything was paused. Everything looked like it was cool. So let's talk about it, Devontae. What do you think about that? What do you think about that idea that nobody's just like really talking about this 5 years?
I think it's interesting. I think it's something that could be looked into, especially with individual characters and you know, where we see them at now as opposed to where we saw them as soon as, you know, the snap happened and post Thanos' death. For instance, like no one's talking about like what happened with Wakanda.
Which
when I watched the film, that was one of the things that kind of, I was wondering, like, who's in charge now? Who's the new Black Panther?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't believe he was snapped, but was M'Baku snapped?
No, M'Baku was not snapped. And that's one of the things that when we were in kind of like very, very early pre-in-game kind of content, is that we had some spoilers of somebody releasing a trailer that was written out that M'Baku was on the throne of Wakanda just to kind of watch over it in a while. But there was nothing. So that's a very interesting thing. People are not just like, they just looked over the 5 years and they're like, oh, okay, cool. No, not oh, cool. Like, what the hell? Like, so we got to think about, we already know what Tony did. Tony was in recovery, and then he went just to go into the family because they failed. They failed, and Tony was like, dang, you didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me. Like, and literally when Tony came back, and this is kind of like I'm getting into my Iron Man episode, but Tony was throwing it in his face that he warned them about this for the past years of all the way before and after Ultron.
He wanted to create a shield arm around the world. Around the world, and in a way, he was kind of right.
He was right, and this is the thing, and just kind of like talking about it right now, being that we're like in it, the Russo brothers actually backed Tony. Creation of Ultron, but the actually execution was poor. Yep. The context of it was perfect. It was great, and he was right. He should have done that, but the approach was wrong. So, not getting caught up with that. Talking about the 5 years. So we have Wakanda. What's going on with Wakanda? Okoye going back. I mean, where's Shuri? Is Shuri still alive? Mm-hmm. There was some speculation where
she might have been snapped because I heard. Didn't her image show up on the actual?
Well, I don't know if that was trolling, but there was some speculation and some talk about like the writer saying Shuri was actually helping another kind of group out, but we don't really know about that. So thinking about like the U.S. government, like what happened with that?
I was thinking about that too because it kind of when we saw Professor Hulk, and then now you see he's almost like a celebrity figure.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, was Ross snapped away, or because you know
his whole
end game for him is to capture the Hulk, take his serum, and create more super soldiers.
Yeah.
But now Hulk is this public figure, and he's not in scrutiny. He can walk out perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So I was wondering this whole time, is Ross a part of the snap too? Is he gone?
Yeah, it could be. Of course, we didn't. One of the things that Endgame did a lot was put stuff out there for us mm-hmm. to kind of put it together. What were you gonna
say? There weren't any major arrests because you know they had Sandy Accords and Erodi, all of them broke that law. Mm-hmm. So it does raise those kind of questions too.
And thinking about like maybe in the first couple of years, or it took them 3 to 4 years maybe to get the food. The trade routes and everything like that, because I mean when we were introduced to Professor Hulk, which a lot of people were hating how they were introducing, like, okay, and again that goes to show how much Endgame is doing this already. They introduce us to things that are like, oh, you're gonna assume or force us to assume, oh, Banner figured it out how to put this in. And again, it's just putting like dialogue into one sentence and say, hey, we figured it out.
Yeah, we don't need to go into this whole backstory.
But if you see that Professor Hulk is at a diner mm-hmm. with eating some large amount of food, so food scarcity is not there, so it's good. So mm-hmm. maybe they did have a hard couple of years. We don't know. And also in Endgame, one of the things that we could see, and I think we're going to see, is there was a name that Carter said when Tony and Steve went back, and it's a name that actually is Captain Britain's first name, real name. So that could be something that maybe is an introduction of something in the future. But thinking about all these 5 years of what could actually happen, and it was not like crazy things happened. Like, it's not. I mean, we didn't have cities burned down because Scott Lang came out.
It was just very viney and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was
like The Last of Us, basically.
Yeah, it was really like a Last of Us. But we're thinking about, the person that really stepped up, I would have to say, that I didn't think was going to step up in this 5 years and really controlling, is Black Widow.
I agree.
Black Widow really stepped up and formed this somewhat like cosmic committee in this way, and just really keeping things in line.
Despite being like the most broken, like you mm-hmm. could visibly see, you know, that she was broken about it, and she was taking it the hardest, but she still knew that she had to be the one to step up and be in charge.
Yeah, and I think she has enough experience over the years, ever since she was a teen, to go through that and really pack those mental things in. So with all that being said, it showed, but understand the dialogue that was in those things, in that cosmic meeting, that there was some meetings happening, that we saw some structures being broken down. We saw some things broken down. So in these conversations that Black Widow was having in this with Okoye and Captain Marvel coming in with her haircut, boom. But in that context, that's the thing that you can actually set up some foundation, because just in dialogue, just in a couple sentences, back and forth with all of them, Rocket, all these, they were talking about different structures, different governmental structures. And you got to think about this on a very cosmic level, too. That's why I think one of the reasons why Captain Marvel was not in Endgame a lot, because she didn't need to be. Mm-hmm. She really didn't need to be, because, again, this shows literally the 5 years between that time of the snap and everything, where a very small amount of, we can just say this right now from our perspective, a small amount of people creating another organization in a way to repair what was done with the snapshot. Because you got to think about all the different races in the MCU, all mm-hmm. over through the universe. It was not just Earth. So that's a thing that I would like to revisit about the 5 years between and Endgame. Nobody talking about. But I just wanted to put that out there for you guys. If you have any other things that you want to add to that, things that I didn't cover, things that you might have thought of, please hit the comments below anywhere that you are listening to this podcast that you can comment, or on the social media outlets on Hard In Marvel. You can find us everywhere. I'm trying to get my Twitter game up so you guys can contact me there. If not, you can just look me up on Twitter with Justin W. Harden. That's pretty much me. I'm going to be changing that. But please hit me up, guys, if y'all have any comments to the 5 year little loophole, not loophole, but plot hole or anything like that. It's not that, but that little 5 year period. So that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Hard In Marvel. I am Justin, as always. Devontae?
I'm Devontae.
Oh my God. All right. It's all good, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to me rant, as always, and with listening to Devontae's poorly executed closer. I'm Justin, guys. Thank you for listening. Peace, stay awesome, and stay blessed.